With the birth of creation came a new beginning. Time itself began. Before time was, only eternity was known, as God the Creator, according to His will, did as He would and was. He Himself, His Son, and the Holy Spirit were the only beings to be found. It was when God, who said, "Let there be," and it was, that a new beginning came about, and the creation order set, and all that you see around you was formed and became. A new beginning was known when, after the creation, the fallen angel Lucifer entered the garden and in the form of a serpent enticed the man Adam and the woman Eve to question the integrity of their creator. The fall of man from this encounter brought to earth a separation from God and a struggle that would ensue until this very day for the souls of men, their need to be saved and reconciled with the Lord, or they would be consumed by the evil desires of the one who was disguised as a serpent and who rebelled against and tried to usurp his creator. A new beginning in time, wherein the fall of man would usher in a constant of new beginnings, as mankind would deny God, but demand his mercy and compassion. In this our day and time, the old order of things, creation's order, is being laid to rest, is being hidden from sight, buried at the bottom of a pile of lies and deceit, its words of wisdom silenced, its moral character slandered, and its success, the product of the one true God, is being denied. We today are approaching a new day, a new time, a new year, a new beginning, 2024. Today, what we quickly see approaching are times when heavy hands of a few men will fall upon many, and with it will come poverty and disease being spread in order to enslave and control those yet upon the earth, the fullness of the rebellion against God being laid bare for all peoples, and the battle for the souls of mankind heating up. It is time for those with eyes to see and ears to hear to raise their voices and to recognize and understand the days and the times we are in, and to call as watchmen on the wall of the coming destruction being unleashed upon the earth. There the days will be filled with wars, rumors of wars, and with the threat of famines, man-made, and the release of diseases. It will awaken a person who, by the temptations and the testings being given, they will find that they must gain understanding and the knowledge of the power and the strength of the Lord Jesus, and then use that for navigating those very same days. In those days will be sorted out those filled with light and those with despair, those showing love, mercy, and forgiveness and grace, or acting in hate with envy and violence running through their veins like a hot fire on a dry forest floor. A new beginning was offered a people when God told Pharaoh to let his peoples go. There was a time of great change for all. Egypt suffered her stubbornness, and the Hebrew people found freedom as God led them into the wilderness to a land promised them by him. They, the people, would not stay to the covenant, the agreement they had entered into with God, and time again they would leave him, returning to their old ways, ways that did not make them happier, but rather ways that they found comfort in despite all the problems that came back with these very ways, and the complaints that would follow yet again because of them. Identified in man was a heart of stone, a heart embracing sin and denying God. The Lord continued to offer to his people the opportunity of new beginnings, a time where he would provide everything the people needed. He would be their shelter, their fortress, their refuge in times of trouble, and they would have no need to worry of what they would eat or what they would wear, and he would be there to protect them, to comfort them, to heal them, and to show them the way that they should go. He would lead if they would follow. That day, with that new beginning, the hearts of men would be changed, and from a heart of stone, hard and unchanging, would come hearts of flesh, soft and pliable. In Jeremiah 31 is the new covenant. "This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people." The Lord promised to man from Ezekiel 36, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you, and I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. A new heart, a new mind, a new man, different in character, not perfect, but new. A person no longer tethered to the past in its power, but as a captive who has been set free, his greatest test will be in believing that he has been set free. He must ask for strength, for guidance, to be led to water and eat what he is given, sometimes bitter, sometimes sweet. He no longer is just created in the image of God, but now he begins to see, to understand, and to embrace the character of God. As newborn himself, Jesus was a new beginning. The Son of God came to earth as an infant. He was carried in the womb of a woman, and he would be born in this world as all other men would be born, but his coming was not like the others. He was born to die for the sins of those born in the flesh. And from his death there would be another new beginning, as from his resurrection to life there would be opportunity for change in man and in his heart. Written now in the hearts of all men would be the words of God, and men would by their free will choose whether they would love their Savior or they would hate him. And by their choices they would choose whether they would spend eternity in heaven with the Lord or in hell with the deceiver. From each age comes change. Today technology leads the way, and it both entraps and enslaves the weak and the strong. It is in itself a new beginning. When the computer came about, we were all excited to have at our fingertips access to the knowledge of the ages, but we soon found that we wanted access to it at all times. And so came the cell phone. And today few can be found without one, as it connects one to everything. And it, rather than being a tool of knowledge and growth, has become an instrument of enslavement and oppression to some, a tool of deception by many, and a way of power by a few. And so Jesus reminds us that we are in a fallen world filled with violent and deceitful people who cannot see beyond their own pain and anger. People who are created in the image of God, but beyond their image, beyond what you see, there is nothing of God in them. A new beginning brought with it change. And to those who would acknowledge Jesus as Christ, they found that what was written on their hearts now flows freely from it. And they found that mercy and compassion and love, true love, only comes from one source. They now see that love is masked and often used by means of deception by the world. But in truth, only one who, being born of God, born again, the new man, will by his actions present truth, will point others to the way, and will testify to the life stirring in their hearts by trusting the Lord, as he makes known to them what they could not see and did not hear, even though it lay within them. Until they believed. A new beginning approaches, and with it a new time of intense persecution against those who claim Christ as their own. You see, the world fears the truth, and that's why so much of what is done in secret. As Christ suffered for us, we must each decide if we will submit ourselves to suffering for him. The time of threat comes in these days and grows stronger as the nearness of the Antichrist also approaches, and with him comes time that cannot be imagined for those who yet are upon the earth. And the memories of even the hardships of today, well, they'll seem like good times then, as just an inconvenience at the time. New beginnings. Don't fear them, as each with its own, in its own way, is an opportunity, even when we are found to have to start all over again. Remember always that God works all things together for good to those who love him and are called according to its purpose, Romans 8 and 28. We don't know what tomorrow brings our way, but if we believe, we do know who holds tomorrow. Ask today for a new heart, a new spirit, to be a new person. Ask today to be forgiven, and then forgive yourself so that you may forgive others and those who will come yet against you. A new day dawns. Will you arise and welcome it, or roll over and pull the covers over your eyes and your ears? With the dawn comes each day a new beginning. Nothing stays the same, and there is no returning to what was. Every relationship either grows or stagnates, it flourishes or it dies. And as with all seasons, time continues to move forward, and with it, new beginnings are revealed. Come out of the shadows, embrace the life that Christ Jesus suffered for you so that you might thrive in life. We begin a new year tomorrow. Where will you be found when the knock comes to your door? Will you let Christ in, or will you hide deeper into the shadows? Look out your window. With the passing of darkness comes the light of day. Jesus is returning, and with him, eternity, and for creation, a new beginning.